Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 451 for the 17th of August 2026. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for a few seconds to allow priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect if you do not want to stick around for our next. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne, and I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Right, checking the dashboard there. Everybody here has heard this many times before, so I'm going to cut to the chase, as they say. Let's see here. Thanks to Michael N0VZC for allowing us to use this conference, and I think that's his all-star node that you see there in the dashboard. You know how we do check-ins, and you give your call sign and wait to be acknowledged, and then you can speak. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. I don't have a topic this week. I should have thought of something, but got a brand new QST in the mail this weekend, so I should probably look at that. I see a new call sign popped up there. Let me make a note of that in my log here. So I'll just go down the list here. I've got KF6GPE, N4RNW, and KN4NTU. So everybody on the list has been here before. That's why I'm not explaining everything. I'm a little, tired is not exactly the right word. The heat and humidity has been continuing here in central Illinois, and so it kind of saps your energy, and so that's why I'm not very energetic. All right. One more check of the dashboard, and nothing new, so we'll go with KF6GPE.
Well, good evening, Wayne and Annette. Your call sign is KF6GPE. My name is Ray. My location is Boulder Creek, California, which is in Silicon Valley and Santa Cruz, and my SDF username is my call sign. I actually have a question for folks on the net if they want to talk about it, which is RFI chokes on wall warts. I am off work this week, and I am planning a major RFI hunt in my office, and I suspect that at least part of the problem are the large number of wall warts I have for things. And I'd love to know if people have had any luck putting chokes right on the base of the cable of the wall wart, or if the wall wart itself is what's kicking out the interference, and I'm just kind of messed up unless I can find quieter wall warts. But I was going to kill first the breaker to the room, measure the RFI with a scanner, and then go back and turn on the power and turn on each of the utility strips and see if there's any one culprit. So I'm open to suggestions there. Back to you, Wayne, KF6GPE.
Okay, well, a couple of things popped into my head as you were talking there, and one of them is that, well, I kind of shot it down even before I thought to say it. But anyway, I think the main thing is that any conductor in your shack, if it is picking up radiation from your antenna, I'm talking pretty high power radiation from your antenna, there's always the possibility that it can pick up that radiation and retransmit it or inject it into whatever the conductor is connected to. So I would say the worst case is, you know, any power supply in your shack, any wall wart, any cord, even your mouse cable going to your computer. If you're running a kilowatt or more HF power, I'm thinking there's a good chance that there's some RF on all of those wires in your shack. And who knows what that RF will do once it reaches your computer or your whatever other appliances you have in the shack. So, worst case is put a choke on every conductor right before it enters into sensitive equipment like a computer. But that's I'm not an expert on this. I'm just being intuitive about that. All right. Let's see if anybody else wants to pipe up right now on that question. Okay, perhaps they need a moment to think about it before they speak up. So next time I listen is N4RNW.
Radio to look for a noise like that. I'm not sure if it'll work with particular wall warts. I have had them issues myself, and I just use a process of elimination. And I unplug as many as I can if I'm not using them, because I am autistic and I can hear electricity sometimes, and it's rather annoying most of the time. Most places I go with all the light, fluorescent lights and whatnot, but I'm sorry for crying a little bit, gentlemen. I just threw an empty coffee box across the kitchen and it hit a box of Milk-Bone Minis, and they went flying everywhere. I have the worst luck, but I got luck, gentlemen. So we are still moving and grooving. Just got done riding the motorcycle and walking around in the neighborhood. It is very hot in Georgia. Thank you for calling the net, Wayne. And Ray, I hope you figured that out. My SDF username is RTJ. Talk to you gentlemen later. I enjoy it always. I just walked inside, 7-3.
Okay, thank you, Reese. I think I might have stepped on your first few syllables there, but I think we got your message pretty much there. Let's go with next is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne and everybody else. N4RNW, Harold here in Southwest Florida. Sheesh. It's still 94 degrees down here, and all that Saharan dust is keeping the rain from forming every day to cool it down. But up in my home state of Indiana, boy, Indianapolis is really getting flooded from the excessive rain up there. And I've got two sisters and their husbands live in Indianapolis, and one was just a block away from a river that's overflowed. So good thing it didn't get to their house. But hopefully that'll all dry out, and hopefully it'll come on down our way. All right, Wayne, I might be short time if you see me drop off, but thanks for the call, and I'll be listening, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. Yeah, we're kind of upwind from Indianapolis, so we got a lot of rain in the last week or so. I noticed where I live, the street that I live on, it kind of dips down a little bit north of me. And like 30, 40 years ago, we used to get flooding down there so bad, like 3-4 feet deep. And they eventually came and they did some work on the drainage there, put in some more pipes, I guess, or whatever. And that really helped a lot, got rid of that kind of flooding there. But after this this last weekend, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I noticed that there was a lot of ponding down there. Not the 3 or 4 feet that we saw years ago, but, you know, enough to cover the pavement, you know, maybe 6 inches, something like that. So, brought back memories. Anyway, let's see. No new call signs on the... Well, let's see if Michael over there on the All-Star node is listening and would like to say something. Well, not just Michael, but anyone who's on the All-Star node. Okay, so we're about 11 minutes into the hour here, and I don't want to close the net so early, so I'm going to sit here and twiddle my thumbs at least the next 20 minutes or so in case the Aussies show up or anybody else. But in the meantime, if you've got something else on your mind, go ahead and say your mind.
Yeah, I was going to thank Reese for the wall wart, pulling a wall wart suggestion. That's exactly what I was going to do. And, Wayne, at this point in time, I don't have an external antenna. And even if I did, I'd only be running 100 watts, and it should be a ways away from the office, so I should be okay. I need to do the whole ARRL FCC radiation calculator stuff if I put up an antenna anyway. Mostly it's for receive at this point, because I have a receiver that I'd like to set up and leave tuned to a couple frequencies, like the repeater next to my desk. And, oh, man, the noise floor is so high, I can't hear anything on that thing, and I'd like to get that fixed. KF6 GPE.
Right, so there's kind of two issues here. What I was talking about was if you've got a lot of HF in your shack and the HF can get into other equipment via the power supply wiring. But if you also have issues, I don't think it happens quite as much as it used to, but issues with the power supply itself introducing RF into the shack. Now, we're talking about 60 hertz. Not what we usually think of as RF, but still, you get ground loops and things like that. That's a whole kettle of fish all by itself.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, ground loops I'm well familiar with because in my day job, I do software for synthesizers and mixers, and oh my gosh, I spend so much time squirreling around finding ground loops and USB ground loops when I hook up our different pieces of software or pieces of hardware in different ways. If I like put together two things and plug it into my outboard mixer or hook it up to the PC or use a different utility strip, yeah, that's just a nightmare. I generally try to cable stuff for one setup and then just leave it for the foreseeable future. KF6 GPE.
All right. Well, I see what that would be. Blah, 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 blah. I see that BK2DY has joined us. Hi, Robert. The topic, so to speak, this week is, I don't know. Let me pass it back to Ray and let him restate his original concept.
Yeah. Hi, Robert. KF6GPE. Yeah, this week I'm off work, and I'm thinking about going on an RFI hunt in my office/shack. And I was going to, of course, kill the main breaker and measure the noise floor and see if it's any better, and then bring the main breaker back on and just start measuring, you know, unplugging first the utility strips and then each wall wart. But I was curious if once I find the offending wall wart, if people have had experience just getting those snap-on chokes, putting a snap-on choke as close to the wall wart cable as possible, if that's going to help, or if I should just pitch the wall wart and try to find quieter ones. KF6GPE.
Okay, I would just add, my thought is that you want that snap-on choke to be where the power supply enters the appliance. So if you're talking about like a transformer that plugs into the outlet, and then you've got like a 3-foot or a 6-foot wire, and then, you know, a cylindrical barrel connector that plugs into your appliance, I'm thinking you want that choke to be at the barrel connector where it plugs into the appliance, because there's probably not a lot of RFI being picked up right at the transformer that plugs into the wall. It's the wire between the transformer and the barrel connector that's where you're picking up RFI. So that's just my theory about that. So over there to VK2DY. Hi.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, Victor Kilo, 2 Delta Yankee. Yeah, in northwestern Sydney, where it's currently 13 degrees Celsius, about 60 or 56 Fahrenheit, something like that. Anyway, and it's raining, so it's a good day to stay home and play radio. Using my M1KE at the moment because my iPhone is involved in something else at the moment, so it's being used at the moment. So I just came over on the M1KE. Hopefully the volume is good. I've never actually tried the M1KE on Echolink because I usually just use the phone app. Anyway, yeah, noise. I live surrounded by bunches of people, houses all over the place. And it's just, there's so much noise that sometimes you just have to give up on HF entirely sometimes. But I have not really had much experience in putting chokes on wall warts or whatever you want to call the transformers. But hey, I would agree it would probably be on the end that the barrel connector and not the end that the transformer actually is. But I just if I find a really noisy transformer, I just keep it away from the ham shack as far as I can. My ham shack's in the corner in the garage, away from most of the electronics in the house. So that's my solution, to keep it away from there. Can't really fix anything from other people, but I can sort of restrict things in that particular area. So that's my my solution. And like I said, lots and lots of noise here, just from everything that we have overhead power. We have all sorts of things that go on here, and it's just sometimes there's just so much noise from everything that it's hard to work. VK2DY, back to Matt.
Okay, thank you, Robert. All right, so here we are, 18 minutes into the hour here, checking the dashboard. Nobody new has joined us. So I'm going to stick around for another 12 minutes or so. But anything pops into your mind, feel free to express it.
Hey, Ray, there's a, I'm sorry if I'm stepping on you. I got excited, and I need to say it before I forget it. My apologies. Hopefully you've quit talking if I did by now. But I went to Palmore Engineering, and they have RFI kits you can buy. I got it hooked up to everything, the PC, the power supply cable, and, you know, check all your ground in as well. I got to work on my ground in here. Good luck. All the best. 73KN4N to you. Thank you, Ray.
All right. Thank you, Reese. Just to make a note here, for some time now, the gateway between, to get our net over to a non-radio, all right, we go through this thing on the SDF, the VOIP, I'm drawing a blank on the acronym, SIP, that's it, yeah. The SIP server on SDF, there's something wrong. It's been wrong for weeks, and so that means that people listening on a non-radio are not hearing it the way they used to. So I just wanted to mention that it's still broke, so no news there. Let's see, is there anything going on in the chat in here in a non-radio? And I know I don't see anybody asking. Oh, wait a minute here. Yeah, all right. Snow Dust gave us a plug that we were coming up next. But, all right, nothing going on over there. So, wait a minute. I hear something. What's going on over there? Oh, it's music, so it's definitely not us. So, never mind. So, rechecks. Any additional comments for the net, please speak up.
Just wanted to thank Reese for the link to Palmore Engineering. They've got some good stuff now that I'm looking at their website. So thank you, sir, KF6GPE.
No problem. Good luck. I don't know. I think my neighbors might have some solar panels or something. 40 meters is almost unusable for me during the day. So I haven't figured that out myself, Ray. So, you know, it's all about experimentation. That's why it makes it so fun. Lots of variables. We'll talk to y'all later. I always enjoy it. 73KN4NTU.
Okay. Well, Robert dropped out there. And any of the rest of you, if you want to drop out, that's okay. I'll just hang around just in case somebody shows up.
Yeah, 73. I'm going to go get rehydrated and clean. Talk to y'all next week, hopefully.
73. Okay, it's 27 minutes into the hour, so I think this is about enough. I'm going to wrap it up. Let's see, do I have anything else to say here in the script? Blah, 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 blah. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0028 Zulu. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everyone.